So I'd like to just run another clip, and this is Dr. Regan Mitchell.
In your opinion, is there secrecy surrounding the subject of UFOs, and if so, how might this knowledge of their existence affect us individually?
The answer is yes. There seems to have been, over the last 50 years at least, and more, a great deal of secrecy surrounding the so-called UFO event. It's a very complex subject. We're not dealing with something that's very simple here. If we take the, well, we have sightings of all sorts. We've been reported thousands and thousands of sightings for 50 years or so. Large numbers of those sightings are indeed misperceiving natural phenomena in some way. But a large number of them are not misperceiving. They seem to be well-documented events that represent flying craft that do not match anything we have in an earthbound arsenal, which is very short of saying we have validated in the public domain that they are ET craft. We have to rely upon that to get better answers. We have to rely upon people who have been there and interacted, have first-hand data. The only people I know of that claim to have been in that position are former intelligence, military, and government people, and some contractor people, whose official duties in the early days were to investigate this and know about it. Those people were under at that time great restrictions and high security clearance that prevented them from telling the general public about it. It would appear that period is long past, but they're still under security restriction, or at least believe they are. And thus, yes, in the past, there seems to have been a great deal of secrecy and security. And today, I don't know that anybody in government per se really has any information. The military claims not to be interested at all in these phenomena. Whether they are or not, I don't know.
What do you think they found out?
Well, if the accounts are to be believed, yes, there have been ET visitation, there have been crashed craft, there have been material and bodies recovered, and there is some group of people somewhere that may or may not be associated with government at this point, but certainly were at one time, that have this knowledge and have been attempting to conceal this knowledge or not permit it to be widely disseminated.
So who do you think is in control of this knowledge at this point?
I cannot answer that. I cannot answer who are these people, but there's a lot of evidence that points to what I call a clandestine group, people who have some quasi-affiliation with government and use certain government facilities, but operate in a rather very stealth and secret way that is not generally under high-level governmental control, as far as we can tell.
So he's quite conservative and cautious about putting himself on, you know, making statements about that. But I think you can see that he's sort of, you know, knows a great deal more than he's letting on, put it that way.